Hi, folks. This is CBD of the Cut Jib Newsletter podcaster rating system here in snowy and actually rather nice looking northern New Jersey. We got a couple of snowstorms over the last few weeks, and that makes me very happy. And I think Sefton got some snow too, but he's in the frozen wilds of Wisconsin. So that's a very, very different animal. How cold are you, Sefton?
It's pretty, it's kind of witch's tit kind of cold, but it's not really horrible. It's cold. It's not unbearably arctically, that kind of nonsense. But we got snow. It's the Midwest and it happens and you just got to be prepared for it. And the weirdest, I mean, the last thing I expected to be as a Jewish kid from Brooklyn was to wind up in the upper Midwest at the age of ripe old age of approaching 66. I thought I'd be down in Florida, but here I am, and it is what it is, and these are the conditions that prevail. So, it's soon it's going to be we're going to be schwitzing our heads off here, and we're going to be kvetching about the heat waves. So there you go. So it is what it is.
Yeah, folks, I know Sefton, and the idea of him in Florida is very amusing.
Well.
It's yeah, playing shuffleboard and going to the early bird special. Yeah, that's not him.
Well, no, but it'll be warm at least.
Yeah, I saw an interesting little blurb on one of my news feeds about 2025. It's one of the hottest years on record. And, they've been so hysterical about this for so many years. Every year is one of the hottest years on record. And it was a joke. I didn't even bother clicking on it because I just don't give a shit anymore.
No, it
Even
is a
because
joke.
I know 100% that they're playing with the statistics, they're playing with the data, and I don't believe them. They're liars.
Of
And
course. Well,
I just don't bother. And think about what happened in the last week or so. It snowed in fucking Saudi Arabia. So don't give me any shit about this being the crisis of humanity that we're warming by 0.1 degree centigrade over the next 100 years.
right. Well, I remember a couple of weeks ago, maybe last week or so, there was an article that, I mean, the big one of their big bugaboos and scare tactics is telling us that the polar bears are going to be going extinct by this year, I think. And supposedly there's a population explosion among the polar bears. So there you go, my friends. So to make of that what you will. So it's all a crock.
Yeah, and it's now get I'm now getting sputtering mad, and it's the last day of the year, and we're supposed to be happy.
Absolutely. Well, and we have other things that we, that are, happening that we should be hitting to make us really sputtering mad as opposed to just this climate change bullshit.
Well, let's talk about one of those, and that is the kleptocracy that the scumbag Democrats imported from Somalia to the United States, starting what 20 or 30 years ago. It's unbelievable to me what is going on in Minnesota. It seems like the entire Minnesota treasury is being looted by a couple of 100,000 seventh century savages that we flew over to bolster their Democrat voter rolls. I mean, we're talking about many, many billions of dollars being looted from the Minnesota. From the taxpayers of Minnesota. And there are solid indications that the same thing is happening across the country. Ohio apparently is as bad, if not worse. And I think there are more people in Ohio, so there's more money to be stolen. And if
Well,
it's
it's the
happening,
Somalis, the
if it's
Haitians.
happening in Wisconsin, and if it's happening in Ohio, it's happening in New York and California and Illinois and Massachusetts, and you name the blue state, and it's happening. Sadly, it's also happening in the red states. And that's an indication not only of the sleaziness of these government programs, but also the idea that once you're in government, your politics matter less than your access to the grift and the graft. And I think that is the real sad. The really sad message that we're getting from this, that
And it's not just the state governments, it's the federal government, the federal
yes.
programs that are like housing, all of these things. I mean, I guess a lot of the money goes through goes from the Fed to like state bureau, state treasuries, and then the state governments supposedly handle the programs and so on and so forth. And you are so right, CBD. It's across the board, the politicians, and I hit him hard on this, and he's backtracked a little bit. Is Minnesota's representative, this guy Tom Emmer, who is a Republican supposedly on paper anyway, but he many years, several years ago, was, and I, someone sent me the link from a 2015 town hall in, I forgot where, in Minnesota, where he was saying, we're going to import, we're going to bring in Somalis as many as we can, and you're just going to sit there and take it, and to hell with you. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but essentially that is what he said. And this
And if
guy's
you
a
don't like it,
Republican.
you're a racist.
Exactly. I mean, thank you. And I mean, God, the money that must be going into his pocket, and Waltz and Fry and you name it, and Brofo Omar and all of them, it's out of control. And with speaking of Brofo Omar, there was a nice piece. Somebody did a little research on her. She went into Congress with a net worth of about $45,000, and to date, I think she's worth somewhere north of like six or eight or nine figures, into the tens of millions of dollars.
It's graft.
Nice
It's
work
pure
if
and
you can get it.
simple. And how that happens is unbelievable to me. That the Treasury of the United States is being looted, that the Treasury of the states, they're all being looted by these politicians and their voters. And I
I
don't
forget his name. It takes a citizen journalist with a camera to
He was
uncover it.
amazing.
And meanwhile, he's now targeted for termination,
Of course.
figurative and probably literal.
You're right. It's unbelievable.
I mean, look,
Really?
there's a lot of billion, there's billions of dollars at stake. You'd think they want this guy snooping around and ending the gravy train? Hell no. This is like when they went after, it's like it's organized crime. There is, I mean, I'd rather, literally, I would much rather have someone like Al Capone or Vito Corleone running my state than having Democrats run it. There's very little difference, if any, except the Corleone family has honor, and the Democrats have no honor whatsoever.
Do they have honor? Well, there is no honor among thieves, supposedly, so
There you go.
yeah.
Amazing. Will anything come of this, as far as punishment? Will Waltz be waltzed into prison, or waltzed out of office, or Jacob Fry, or you name it? I have my doubts, given the corruption of this, of our judicial system, and the fact that what Democrat grand jury is going to indict any of these people? None, probably.
Agreed.
But there you go.
Yeah.
But at
Well,
least it's
now
been
I'm fucking
exposed.
depressed. Thanks a lot.
I'm sorry. I was Jim Lakely is not here, so I guess I have to fill in
Yeah,
for him.
yeah. So, the thing is that can Donald Trump be Hercules and clean the Augean stables? I don't know.
All
Is
by
it
himself, I
even
doubt it.
quite seriously, is it possible to fix this? Or is there so much graft that has been built in over the last probably since Wilson? No, oh, bullshit. That's far before Wilson. I'm being silly.
Well, that's it. That's the expression. Everybody says that the system is corrupted, but somebody once brilliantly noted, it's not that the system is corruption is corrupted. It's corruption is the system, and
Yeah.
so it certainly is now. Whether it was.
I used to poo-poo that. I used to say, something that's ridiculous. Come on. There are enough people who simply don't want to be a part of theft that the system isn't fundamentally corrupt. And apparently I'm wrong.
Well, human nature is what it is, and it's, you could say they're corrupt, and also it could be a bit of it is self-preservation. I remember the movie Serpico, where here was an honest cop and caught in a complete in a police precinct, and a broader than that, a police department that was thoroughly corrupted. And so if and he tried exposing it, and look what happened. He got nearly assassinated for his troubles.
Yeah,
And
and
to this day, I believe Dan
50 years
Serpico,
later,
56, he's still living in Switzerland in hiding.
50 years later, it's still corrupt. New York City
Exactly.
police are unbelievably corrupt. I remember just a few years ago, they popped a bunch of people who were selling gun permits. This is before the Supreme Court said no. You have to give gun permits. But even
Right.
now, it's an unbelievably corrupt place.
Right, but that's
So
just a
maybe you know.
microcosm. That's a microcosm of humanity and of government at large. I mean,
Yeah.
people, I hate to be down on humanity, but I mean, human nature is what it is. And let's just say someone is there. Maybe they'll just take the money and run just to preserve their own skin, lest they be perceived as a rat and they find themselves with their throat slit.
That's
So
what
there is
bothers
that.
me. Yeah, okay, now we're far, far afield of our topics, but that's what bothers me
Okay.
about policing in the United States. You know, there are, we see video after video every single day of these power mad cops who do things that are clearly illegal, clearly in violation of our fundamental rights, clearly in violation of the Constitution. And the argument is always, oh, it's just a few cops. Well, okay, but what about the vast number of supposedly honest cops who don't do anything about it? And to me, they are as corrupt. They are as in, they are violating our rights just as much as the bad cops.
Yep. When you go along to get along, that is equally bad as if you have your hand in the till. I mean, there it is. I mean, it's just, and can Donald Trump, when he set out to drain the swamp, I mean, the swamp is not a swamp. It's the size of every ocean on the planet Earth, and twice as deep and twice as filthy. So, and he's one man, and I believe he honestly thinks he can do it, but as people have noted, his Achilles heel is he trusts that there are people, regardless of their political affiliation or whatever, who will do the right thing. And that is so naive that it just, I'm sorry, Mr. President, it's just not going to happen. And you should have learned that by now with everything that's been done to you by people in your own party, so to speak.
I wonder
That
if
alone.
his experience in New York has colored his impression of the system being corrupt, because he was successful in New York, which is unbelievably corrupt. You know, to build anything in New York, you have to pay off the unions. You have to pay off the bureaucrats in the city government who are holding your building permits. And by the way, the number of permits that you need just to build in New York is unbelievable. And I wonder if that showed him that the status quo was so corrupt that you have to accept some level of corruption. Folks, I'm spitballing there. I have no idea. I'm just curious
Yeah.
that maybe that's why he is more tolerant of it than we are.
Could be, and or it's just that he just sort of at a certain point you just kind of even he'll just throw up his hand and say, "Damn it, I'm pissing into the wind here
Yeah.
trying to end this. I'm doing the best I can." And you know, I even have people that I thought I could trust that are stabbing me in the back. And then I have a party that doesn't want to do a damn thing to advance the ball because they're as corrupt. They're part of the system. And so
Yeah.
there it is. I mean, at least it's, and the one thing that I've said that at least your people's eyes hopefully are opened and you can't look back from it, whether or not it gets cleaned up. But I mean, there is no doubt about that, that corruption is the name of the game everywhere down the line. Sad to say, sad
Yeah,
truth.
you're right. So the first topic on our list was Somalia. And the Somalis, and we touched on it, but then we just started ranting like lunatics. But it is interesting that the corruption is so profound in Minnesota, and it is fascinating to me how the politicians in Minnesota are dancing and dancing and dancing, and the media are protecting them and protecting the Somali crooks because of the obvious partisan tone to this. They can steal because they vote Democrat. Apparently that is okay.
Yep, and
Unbelievable.
there's the racialist element. Somalis are, I think, by and large, black, and there's also the Islamic element, and
Are they
there's that. So
black?
all of those things.
I don't know that they are they
Somalis.
considered? I couldn't tell you.
I mean, they're black African, I would think. So yeah, they're in the Horn of Africa. So yeah, but you know, of the yeah, they are.
But they don't
They
have
are.
that. They don't have the classic
Pigmented.
black African looks.
No, but they have the pigment,
Is that how they define black
Magic
as
melanin.
one of the races? Folks, I don't
I
know.
guess they have
Yeah.
the magic melanin, so there you go. Well, what was that line from Saturday Night Live when he was, I forgot, he goes, "I'm not a racist. I don't judge a man by the color of his skin. I judge him by the size of his nostrils and lips."
There you go.
That was Saturday Night Live circa 1976.
Yeah, back
So
when you were allowed to be funny.
Exactly. And when
Yeah.
they were sort of kind of funny too,
Yeah.
and took shots at everybody.
Well, there are plenty of black skinned people or dark skinned people in Israel, and it's fascinating to me that it is one of the least racist societies on the planet.
Well, the Israelis are to be commended, because you may remember from however many years ago this was, when Ethiopia was falling apart, there is
Yes.
a sect of Jews in Ethiopia known as the Falasha. And the Israeli army, Israel sent its air force and its transport planes to literally evacuate every Ethiopian Jew and bring them to Israel. And God bless them for that. So
And
you're right.
they have integrated into Israeli society rather well. And
Very well.
yeah, I remember one of the Israeli Day parades in New York a bunch of years ago, probably 25 years ago. They had a leading it was an IDF soldier who was about 6'3" and coal black, and apparently quite good looking. So it was very interesting that that was the man that Israel wanted to front their the parade in New York City. Anyway,
Indeed.
well, boy, we're wandering far afield.
We're really way off base. So the
Yeah.
Somali, yeah, the grift is just, it's literally, it has got to be the greatest public corruption case, whatever you want to call it, of all time. As I quipped, it's the, it's the Great Train Brinks robbery and great train robberies of teapot domes. I mean, it's huge. Billions of dollars. So far, we know of, it's 9 billion. It could be go north of 15 for all we know.
And that's just in Minnesota. I think I
Minnesota
called it
alone.
Wisconsin a little while ago. Sorry, folks. That's just in Minnesota, which is not a big state. Now think about Ohio and Illinois and California and New York. That's where the money is going to be shocking. My guess is it's hundreds of billions of dollars. So anyway,
Indeed.
so
I'm
let's move on to well, let's stay in the in that part of the world and talk about Iran. I wrote yesterday on Ace of Spades and at Kutchib newsletter, that while it is gratifying to see the mullahs under attack, at least in the streets of Tehran and other large cities, that we've heard this story before, and the mullahs have spent the last 50 years, 40 years, building a comprehensive surveillance state with a bunch of thugs working for them, and they have no problem with machine gunning Iranians if they act out a little bit too aggressively. And if they don't machine gun them, they drag them off into those notorious prisons and torture them, rape them, and murder them. That's who the
Yep.
mullahs are. And the question is, has Iran been weakened enough that the people can rise and destroy them? Now, I read a very interesting point yesterday that a big part of this is that in the past, Iran was able to draw from essentially terrorists in, in Iraq and Syria and Lebanon and Gaza and other places to, they would bring in these thugs to bolster their homegrown security forces. But they can't do that anymore because Israel's killed a bunch of them. They decimated them in Lebanon. They decimated them, decimated, not even decimated. Probably 50% of them are dead. Lebanon and Gaza and in Syria, a lot of them have been killed. So Iran has been weakened simply numerically. And that was a gratifying thing to read. But again, I don't know what's going to happen. Is it going to go the way of Ceausescu and Romania? That would be lovely. Waking up on some morning and seeing photographs of 50 mullahs up against a wall being executed by the people of Iran, by the Persians, would be a wonderful thing to see. Is it going
The
to happen?
difference,
I
yeah,
don't know.
well, the difference this time around is, and thank you, Lord, Barack Hussein Obama is not in power. He is not in power, and he is not going to be stabbing the Iranian, the Persian people in the back by not supporting them and by essentially supporting the mullahs. Donald Trump is in the White House, and I think at some point, if things get heated more, he's gonna take to the airwaves and say, We stand with the Iranian people against this regime. This regime must fall. What he'll do, who knows how he'll help bring that about. He's already put more sanctions on them and Venezuela, which is a good thing because the money is what keeps the Iranian Revolutionary Guards in power and the mullahs and the thugs in power. And of course, as you mentioned, CBD, Israel and has wiped out the Hamas and the Hezbollah leadership, the cadres who helped them inflict such pain upon the people. And also, the Iranian rial is in the toilet. That's their currency. They're a water, they have issues with massive water shortages, and also their gasoline refining capability is in the toilet. So they are, if they can, if they are to fall, certainly there are a lot of dominoes that are lining up that could potentially finally, at long last, please God, bring this regime down. Now, of course, the big question is, if the mullahs go, what comes after them? Will the Revolutionary Guard somehow try to seize governmental power, or will they be too weakened? And if they're too weakened, then what does the next Iranian government look like? You know, it's, is it the Shah's progeny? Is it who knows what it's going to be? So that's a big question mark that we
That's
can't
good.
quite.
It's a good question, but I'm not sure that it's an important question in the grand scheme of things because
Not right now.
I'm sorry, what?
I said not right now. You are correct.
Yeah, and let's say the mullahs are deposed and they're lined up and shot and the Revolutionary Guard is chased through the streets and beaten to death by the Persian people. What do they want? Well, something, I think that they're operating more on anger against the focused on the mullahs and less on what comes next. I think what comes next will be a sort of a typical Middle Eastern, modestly kleptocratic government. It'll probably be left of center, and I don't care. That's fine. Let the Iranian people do what they want to do. None of my business. As long as they're not building fucking nuclear weapons. That whose
Right.
ultimate destination is New York, Washington, Tel Aviv, I don't know, maybe London. Nah, they wouldn't
Mecca,
kill London. There are too many of them there.
Riyadh or wherever, sure.
Yeah, maybe.
Because of
As long as they're not
the
doing that, and as long as they're not fomenting terrorism throughout the world, which is what the Iranians are doing right now, as long as that isn't happening, I don't give a shit. None of my business.
Well, the Iranian people are victims of their own government's terrorism, as we saw with the woman who was beaten to death by the what are the morality police so-called who
Yeah.
are enforcing Sharia law because she didn't have her she showed a little bit too much ankle or a little bit too much wasn't wearing her hijab properly. I think the Iranian people have had enough of that shit, and I think they are gonna they I mean they may I mean look, who knows, will they be ally, will they join the so-called Abraham Accords, who knows, but they certainly are. I don't think they're going to be wasting their time on nuclear weapons. I think they want to get back to the business of just living their lives the best they can. And I think that's what they're going to do. And maybe down the road, who knows? Maybe they, because the Shah of Iran had relations with the state of Israel. They weren't necessarily allied, but they had a peace treaty. They were not at war with
Yeah, they weren't
Israel.
at war.
I
That's
think,
all that matters. Who gives a shit?
yes,
You don't
I
like us?
think.
Who cares?
Right. I think ultimately there will be solid relations down the road with the state of Israel, and the Iranian people, the Persians, will breathe freely once again.
I
And
hope
I
so.
hope and pray for them. Yes, that would be lovely.
Yeah.
That would be a lovely thing.
All right, let's move on. We could beat this one to death for hours.
Yes.
So The a oh my God, I know folks, you're going to be really, really surprised by this, but a federal court judge has decided that the CFPB, which is the Consumer, oh God, Financial Protection Bureau, of the federal government, must be funded. That the goal of the administrator of it, which is to close it down, is apparently against the Constitution. How that works, I have no idea. CFPB is a socialistic organization that does probably one thing well, and that is to suppress innovation and suppress growth in our corporations.
It is the
They
bastard
are.
brainchild of Barack Obama and Elizabeth Warren. It
Yes.
is there to punish financial institutions
No,
and
not just financial
individual.
institutions.
I'd say
Anybody.
you're clapping, individual entrepreneurs from exercising their right to use their money the way they want to use it. They want to control the economy, and they do it and control our lives via the dollar. And
Oof.
that's how they do it. And this, it's complete. First of all, if you look at the bio, how it was set up, it has no oversight. It funds itself through the Treasury, not through the House of Representatives, like everything is supposed to be. It's completely anti-constitutional,
Yeah.
and should be burnt to the ground.
What I don't understand is how a federal judge, and of course, I do understand this, but the idea that a federal judge can tell the administration how to administer the various departments.
Yeah.
I understand that if Congress voted this department in, that the administration can't simply close it. I get that. But the administration can run it as it sees fit because that is the constitutional description of the administration. It runs the government.
The executive branch, exactly. And
Yeah.
by the way, the judge we're talking about is this Amy Berman Jackson, who
Vermin,
has
really?
literally, she is an absolute hanging judge who has gone after Trump, gone after Paul Manafort, has gone after the J6 protesters. She is literally evil. She is the one who is doing this. I mean, she's horrible.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you're right. She's horrible. And she's old too. She's in her 70s, I think. Why she's still around, I have no idea. They should dump these fucking at sorry. They should
Well,
dump these people at the
yes.
age of 65.
Well, Satan is several thousand years old, so there you go. There's that answer that question. Evil never rests, and these people are on a mission to destroy anyone who stands in their way of destroying America as founded and their right to rule us and lord over us that they put upon themselves. President Trump needs to finally just say, no, I'm sorry, we are disregarding this, and this is a rogue judiciary, and it's a goodbye, and just put the hammer down, and let's finally drive a stake through the.
Oh, you're breaking up. Still there?
I'm still here. Can
Oh,
you hear
good.
me?
I can
Sorry.
hear you.
Very good. Sorry about that.
No
But
worries.
anyway, yes, Marbury needs to finally die. And yes, of course, people will say, well, what happens when a Democrat gets elected next? Well, when a Democrat gets elected next, I think America is founded is really going to die, because that would that the next Democrat into office is going to be, is going to make Barack Obama look like whatever, Ronald Reagan. That's my big fear.
Yeah. I wonder though, the amount of oversight from the non-traditional media is stunning. I don't know that they can act in secret the way they used to. What do you think?
Well, hence the all out push to cent for censorship, and
Yes. Oh, ex absolutely.
silence voices of dissent. What's going on in England is the model for what will be coming here. England is literally jailing, throwing people in jail for writing an opinion that is contra to their narrative, and it's shocking. And I mean, we almost had this Nina Jankowicz. Dame running the, what is it, the Bureau of Misinformation, who the hell knows
Oh
what it
my
was.
God, that was unbelievable.
I mean, that is, Orwellian, and it's, well, or George Orwell was British. He certainly was prescient, and what
And a good
happens overseas
socialist.
comes here, and a very good socialist. But
I'll
hey,
never understand that. I love, Orwell was brilliant, and his observation of the reality of socialism was spot on. And
and
yet
yet,
he couldn't reject it, which fascinates me.
well, I could veer into the whole Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens kerfuffle, but there you go. So what can you do? People are just, you could be face to face and right in your face, and yet you rush to give it a big old bear hug, and
Yeah.
but what can you do? People are crazy. Human beings are a funny lot. But hopefully this crap never comes here. So I think alternate media, as we mentioned earlier in the podcast. This, I forgot the gentleman's name who exposed the massive fraud in Minnesota. Thank God for him, and thank God for people like what is it? What's his name? The gentleman who, with his lady friend, who does all those wonderful exposés on secret camera.
Oh shit, what's his name? He's great.
James. Yeah,
Yeah, him.
I forget his, yeah, he the he does all those wonderful exposés about everywhere, and he gets total,
I haven't
and of
seen him in a
course,
while though, so that's why I've forgotten him.
right,
So
yeah, exactly.
the kid, Christ, he's got to be in his 20s, in Minnesota. His name is Nick
23,
Shirley.
23, I believe.
He's 23.
He's 23, I believe he is 23, and man, this guy
Brilliant.
is. He's literally a one man what 60 Minutes pretends it is.
Yeah.
He is there.
Great guy. I mean, 23 years old, and he has exposed one of the biggest scandals in American history.
Absolutely.
So,
God bless him and stay safe.
kudos to him. I hope he has a
And please.
long and wonderful career doing whatever the fuck he wants, and I hope he makes a ton of money doing it.
Right,
Good for him.
just join our ranks, and we'll stand shoulder to shoulder with so shoulder to shoulder with you, and soldier on. There you go. Say that 5 times fast.
So,
Right. Yes.
what else is going on? Sadly, Brigitte Bardot died. Actually, not sadly. She was in her 90s. She
91.
had a she had a an impressive life. She in case some of you are younger than we are, Brigitte Bardot was a absolutely stupendously, magnificently beautiful French actress.
The
Sex kitten,
sex kitten.
a sex
That's what
kitten. Yeah,
she
that's a
was the
good term
first,
for
but
it.
yeah, she was the
But then
first one.
she moved away from acting, and she became an animal rights activist. She organized she created a small organization that saved animals, I think, all over the world. I'm not 100% sure of that. And she also, interestingly, starting 20 or 25 years ago, began to criticize France's embrace of Islam and unfettered immigration from third world shitholes filled with Islamic terrorists. And for that, she was pilloried by the Bien-Pensants in France. She was fined many, many times for her nasty words against people who would, blow up subways and murder people in theaters and fly planes into buildings and killing thousands. Apparently, you're not allowed to criticize that kind of behavior in France.
Of
But she
course
had
not.
a,
Yeah.
as I said, she had an interesting life. She and she had a long life, and it sounds like she did well.
She did
So.
well, and it was a life well lived, and in the latter part of it, in wonderful service to the cause of freedom. And hopefully, France, unfortunately, the trajectory does not look good, but there is always hope. So hopefully, her spirit will live on.
I don't know about France. I hope that the French people are going to recover from their insanity. It's certainly not an all-encompassing insanity. I think that it's centered in the large cities. Well, we'll see. I think the United Kingdom is done.
I believe, sadly, you are right about that.
And that's a problem. Nigel Farage, who's the head of the Reform Party, wrote a an op-ed or a letter to England. Oh God, I forgot where it is. I saw it at the National Pulse. I don't know where he published it. And he talks about the Reform Party being Britain's last chance, and I think he's right. Their election is when in 2029.
Boy.
And if they keep Labour around, I think that the chances that the United Kingdom becomes an Islamic dictatorship is very, very good. I would not bet
No.
against Islam if reform is not voted in resoundingly in 2029. Now, it's also technically possible that they have an election earlier than that. I doubt it's going to happen, but it is possible. But they've got to tough it out for almost 4 more years, and that's going to be very, very difficult. People are going to
Yeah.
jail for what they say in the United Kingdom right now, and
Yep.
that's terrifying.
And thank you to President Trump for sanctioning or at least banning some of these horrendous British politicians and others from coming to our country who have literally set a match to Magna Carta and the concept of freedom of speech. So
So they,
kudos to the president.
yeah, unbelievable. Anyway, so we've been jabbering long enough. Folks, thank you very much for listening to us over the past year. It has been much appreciated. You hit the tip jar, you comment. You don't comment enough on Cutchip newsletter. So come on. Let's see some of your comments. I really would appreciate that. It's fun to mix it up with you guys in the comments.
Give us some
But
tips, baby.
yeah. And I hope everyone has a wonderful New Year's, and I think that 2026 is going to be a very, very interesting time. Whether that's going to be a good interesting time or a bad interesting time remains to be seen. But if Donald Trump, for all of his flaws, and we talk about them a lot, if he continues on the same path, I think that by the end of next year, we will look back and say, yes, this is what we want. So anyway. Happy New Year, everyone, and we will talk to you next year with a new season. Sefton, what do you got?
CBD, God bless you, my friend. It has been an honor and a privilege to work with you here on the podcast and to co-blog with you over at ACE and at Cutchip Newsletter. And to all of you for supporting us and for listening and for being there. We truly, truly love you and we wish you a wonderful, happy, and healthy, above all, please. And I speak that from experience. A very happy and healthy new year and prosperous new year ahead. And just keep the faith. And don't let the bastards get you down. And we will see you again in the new year with a new season of Cutchip Newsletter Speaks and more on the websites. Thank you so much. God bless you all and a happy and healthy and safe new year.
Thanks for listening, folks.